Well, an exclusive report in the EWN bulletins this morning that the prosecutors whose offices were burgled in the National Prosecuting Authority headquarters in Tshwane yesterday are investigating the case in which the controversial Hawks Brigadier Enyemeka Qaba is the suspect. EWN's Barry Bateman had that exclusive report this morning. He's on the line from Tshwane. Barry, good afternoon to you. What case is actually being investigated where these documents now appear to be maybe missing from?
Good afternoon, Stephen. Well, this relates to an incident last year quite widely publicized because of the videos and the sound bites that were leaked to the media. And this is the case of Flock Symington. Now, Flock Symington was the SARS employee whom Qaba and his investigators arranged to meet at the SARS headquarters to get a statement from him. And it had to do with a document that Symington had in his possession. Symington's submission was key, eventually, to withdrawal of charges against former Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan. But in this particular meeting at SARS, Qaba and his colleagues allegedly held Symington hostage. There was a big drama. They wouldn't let him go. There were calls for help and so on. The criminal case was eventually opened, and it's this particular docket that the two prosecutors at the DPP's office in Pretoria were handling, and it was their laptops which were stolen.
And Qaba himself, I presume, hasn't commented. Have the Hawks commented on this?
The Hawks have commented. I put it to them, and I've been told as well that, interestingly, Qaba was actually at the DPP's office about a week ago and actually spotted on the second floor. I put it to the Hawks, Angwani Mulawudzi, that, is there any potential link between this? And, of course, he says it's absurd. He first said that Qaba is, in fact, on leave, and there's no evidence to link him whatsoever to the burglary at the DPP's office.
EWN's Barry Bateman with the latest on that. Thanks very much.